This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, you know how I joked about a week ago or so about how I can name the names with the faces of NFL officials and remember them better than I see people at school pick up and stuff.
Yeah, that's
that
probably,
I see all the time.
Probably not a good thing.
Like parents. Well, it's just their faces. I know their faces, but their names get muddled.
No, what I mean is it's probably not a good thing that we recognize the officials that much.
Because they're beamed into our home every Sunday and they're there. They say, 72, got a penalty on the offense, false start, 72. And we know who they are. Well, John Perry is one of those guys.
Mm-hmm.
He's retired now. And you remember it because it's spelled P-A-R-R-Y when you would see it, right? So John Perry is speaking out now because much like Gene Steratore, when you get retired,
right,
you start to talk, right?
Start to sing.
Yes. Well, John Perry never believed in the concept of this sky judge, that extra official up there in the mm-hmm. booth. Then he watched this Monday night game. Now he works for ESPN. He was highly critical of that crew, of Cleet Blakeman, another guy I can recognize but can't recognize people from school, right? He was highly critical of that crew from the Lions-Packers game. He said, let's embrace technology. I was not for a sky judge weeks ago. At that point, I think we have to embrace technology, though, right now, and we have to find a way to fix these egregious errors. He goes on to say the sky judge needs to be in place. We're all in agreement here, Chris, that
the
NFL
officiating is not good
screwed
enough
up
right now. Yeah.
Here's a question, I think, to spin a portion of the conversation forward to add to it in something a little bit different. What if they came down right now and said, you know what? Starting this week, we're putting a sky judge in the booth, in all the booths. We're putting them for all the games. Can you essentially push in a rule in the course of a season, or does that bastardize the games that have already been played?
I think you can do it. Look, there's a certain speed with which getting that done I can appreciate, but you also have to acknowledge that the first then 6 weeks of the season were officiated differently.
Right. Can you do that? Because here's in life, Jim, we say this all the time. If you see something that's wrong, it's imperative to fix it and try to fix it quickly. Let's rectify mistakes. It's okay to make a mistake, but let's not make it again and again and again. So what we all agree on is there's a mistake going on right now. There's not enough layers of being able to fix it, of going back.
Right.
And we've identified that. But now we're also going to be told, well, the only way we're going to fix it is to put a sky judge in next year, or actually just get rid of the rule that was put in place on a one-year trial basis. Why can't we, in the spirit of getting things right, put that sky judge in for week 7 and get going now?
Because technically it would not be the same for everybody, because some teams have already had games off.
Yes.
And so some teams would have more.
Right.
And that would
Some teams would have 10 games with a sky judge.
Right.
Some would have 11.
Right. And so that's probably why they would say that they couldn't do it. And I don't see why you couldn't do something like that other than, you know, they'll say, well, we need to study it. We need to put a plan
in place. Here's the other part that Perry brought up. It's exceedingly clear that sometimes people watching on television have a better view than the officials on the field. An official who watches the game on television inside the stadium with the ability to contact other officials immediately can really be beneficial to officiating the game.
I don't mind the idea.
I mean,
they've just made so many. But who's to say that even if they go to that system, especially when it comes to subjective calls, that they're still going to screw things up?
Well, I heard John McKay, who works for Atlanta, he's their president of the Atlanta Falcons.
Uh-huh.
He said, when we put this in, we knew, and he was telling Judy Batista this, we knew that there was a level of subjectivity that was going to be layered on a level of subjectivity. It was the first non-objective thing that was going to be placed into the league from an officiating standpoint.
Into the review process.
Yes.
Yeah. Here's the thing, though. When we talk about could you do it right now, could you say, you know what, starting tonight in Denver, is that where the Chiefs and Broncos are playing, I think? Starting tonight, we're going to have a sky judge in the booth. Is it any different adding essentially an extra official than what we saw in ALCS Game 3 the other day where you lost an umpire? Is it any different than adding or subtracting a member of the officiating crew?
It happened in a Penguins game last night. The linesman got
right.
hurt.
Yes. Even better example, Jim. Is it any different than that? All you're saying is we're adding an official.
I wonder if they put it up to the teams to vote, if the teams would go for it, if they said right now, we're doing it the rest of the year, would you go for it?
I don't think there's anything wrong with adding a layer to ensuring things are done right. And again, this has nothing to do, I shouldn't say nothing, it has very little to do with the pass interference calls that we've seen blown, both initially and upon review. It's just as much about those hands-to-the-face calls Monday night in Green Bay.
Does it damn then, though, in parliamentary procedure is the wrong word, but does it damn the process in which you push legislation through, though? Because then you uproot it midway through. You follow what I'm saying?
But hasn't
like they
everything
went through the proper channels.
But hasn't everything in life sped up?
I'm with you. I am totally with you. I wish they'd come down today and say, we recognize a mistake.
Right.
We see it. We're trying to fix it in the most reasonable and prudent fashion. And that's put a guy in a booth now.
Right.
Starting Sunday.
But does that solve one of the problems that, a lot of people think that officiating has gotten worse because guys are afraid to make calls based on what they see that second, because
yes,
they're afraid
because then
somebody's
somebody sees it on television and fixes it
right away.
Yes,
is that any? But that's no different. I guess it's no different, right? It just happens more instantaneously than having to, you know.
Well, and you don't lose. And the Detroit Lions don't lose a football game because of it. Somebody up in the booth buzzes down to the official and says, "No, that was not hands to the face. You got to pick that flag up." And we move forward with the game as it should have been played.
And I guess it would also be just another voice, because those officials huddled and talked about it before they made the call. And they just would have had somebody else, like you said, with a better angle that everybody else sees.
All you're doing is adding one official to every crew.
Technology's great in that I, sitting in my downstairs with a nice big TV, HD, all that kind of stuff, that I get a better view from officials. But technology's terrible in so much as I get a better view than the people deciding those games.
What's the saying? You hear this during training camp, especially when guys are trying to make teams, the eye in the sky doesn't lie.
Mm-hmm.
Because for years, right, the NFL, they've been having guys film. Now it's instantaneous, and that's what they look at after every practice.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.